بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his followers from whatever he feared for them. We mentioned in our previous lessons that there were several companions and followers of the companions who died during the rulership of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu wajha. And we said among those were Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, الزبير بن العوام، طلحة بن عبيد الله، سلمان الفارسي، خباب بن الأرت، سهل بن حنيف، محمد بن أبي بكر. And we also mentioned عمار بن ياسر، صهيب الرومي، and تميم الداري. And we talked about the last three of these companions, in short, in our previous lessons. Today, inshallah, we want to talk also, in short, about a very important Muslim who died during the caliphate of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And he was not a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a follower of the companions, a tabi'i, and I mean our master Uwais al-Qarani. This Uwais, as you already now know, died during the caliphate of Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was from the tribe of Qaran, Qaf, Ra, Noon, which is a sub-clan or part of the tribe of Murad. So Uwais al-Qarani al-Muradi. And his father's name was Amir. So he is Uwais ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu. And of course, Uwais is a very famous personality in Islamic history. So a person who has like minimum knowledge would not deny the existence of such a person. Because sometimes people say, how do you know that such a person existed? So his fame is beyond doubt. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned him, as we're going to mention inshallah soon. He embraced Islam during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He tried to meet the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. However, this did not take place. There was no meeting between Uwais and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And about this, some scholars mentioned that Uwais was very loving and very obedient to his mother. And he came from al-Yaman, you know, the country which is in the southern part of Arabia. So he was very obedient and very loving to his mother. He left al-Yaman to come to al-Madinah, of course, to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when he arrived in al-Madinah, Prophet Muhammad was not there. So he missed him. And he was worried that if he stayed waiting for the Prophet to come back, for example, to Al-Madinah, he will stay in Al-Madinah away from his mother longer than what his mother expected. So in order to alleviate, or in order to just cancel the possibility of his mother worrying about him, he did not wait, and he went returned to Al-Yaman without seeing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hence, that's why we say he was not a companion of the Prophet, because he did not see him, but he met with other, he met with companions of the Prophet, so he became a tabi'i, a follower of the companions, radiyallahu anhuma. For example, one of the companions he met was Umar ibn Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Now, one of the scholars of Islam named Ibn Sa'd mentioned that Uwais was min al-tabaqat al-ula min al-tabi'in. He was a first generation tabi'i. You know, they have the first people who came, then those who followed them. So he is one of the first generation tabi'in, or followers of the companion. So he learned from the Prophet's companions. He was trustworthy, very trustworthy, Uwais, and had many good traits as well. Imam Muslim, radiyallahu anhu, the great student of Imam Bukhari, he narrated in his book known as Sahih Muslim that a group of Muslims came to Medina from Kufa. You know, Kufa is an area in Iraq. So a group of these Muslims just came to Medina from Kufa. Among these people who came from Kufa was a man making fun of Uwais, because Uwais did not have fancy clothes. He looked like a wretched person like what you call here homeless. So he wasn't like very attractive to the eyes of this person. So when he looked at him, he just did not give any regard to him, and he was making fun of him. Umar radiyallahu anhu asked the people who came from Al-Kufa, is any one of you from Qaran? Is anyone in this caravan or this group of people from the tribe of Qaran? And this man who was making fun of Uwais, you know, he said, well, yeah, I mean, there is one with us. His name is Uwais. So Umar radiyallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah said, certainly there will be a man who will come to you named Uwais. This man will leave Yemen and come to you, leaving behind his mother. So this man will leave Yemen and come to you, leaving behind his mother. He had leprosy. He had HAD. He had leprosy. He made dua asking Allah to be cured. He asked Allah to make him cured of this leprosy. And Allah cured him, except for a spot as large as a dirham. The Prophet said, "Inna bihi bayad illa buqa." When anyone among you, so Umar is still continuing the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when anyone among you meets Uwais, let him, means the person who meets Uwais, let him ask Uwais to ask Allah to forgive him. Means if you meet Uwais, you ask Uwais to ask Allah to forgive you. From this, from what Umar said, we know that the way the person answered that the person who was mocking Uwais did not know about the value, the status of Uwais, or else he would not have done that. If he knew the Prophet said something about him, he would not do that. So it means that the fame, the status of Uwais was not yet known to the people. Umar now introduced Uwais to the Muslims by what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him. So Uwais' case, the case of Uwais, complies with the hadith in the book of Al-Mustadrak, compiled by Al-Imam Al-Hakim. The Prophet said, "For sure, Allah accepts the pious ones who are hidden. Inna Allah yuhibbul atqiyaa al-akhfiyaa." Allah accepts, without a doubt, the pious people who are hidden. Means those who are not showing publicly their good deeds. They try to hide the good deeds from people. And they do that because they are afraid that riya would creep into their hearts, that insincerity would just crawl into their hearts, and then they lose the reward of their deeds, and of course they fall into the enormous sin of riya or insincerity. So they keep their good deeds hidden from other people to stay safe, to keep their sincerity and keep their reward, inshallah. So these are people, so the Prophet continues now, so for sure Allah accepts the pious ones who are hidden. These are the people that when they are away, no one misses them. الَّذِينَ إِذَا غَابُوا لَمْ يُفْتَقَدُوا. If they are not around, people don't remember them. They don't miss them. And when they are present, no one notices them. وَإِذَا حَضَرُوا. So the people do not notice them at all. Their hearts are lanterns of guidance. قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَى. They come out from different parts of the earth. They come not just from one certain spot that is known to produce good people. These such people come from different places on earth. So they have this in common, that they hide their good deeds, they are good people, they are not missed when they are away, and they are not noticed when they are present. Uwais had such worn clothing that the children made fun of him. You know how some children, they see a person without, you know, having like clothes which are torn, they make fun of him. They thought that he was crazy. Imam Muslim narrated that Umar radiallahu anh said, "I heard the Prophet say, certainly," means without a doubt, "the best of the tabi'un is Uwais. Inna khayra tabi'in Uwais ibn Amir al-Qarani, who was good to his mother, huwa barrun bi ummihi, and had a disease, and wabihi marad. If you meet him, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you." Imam Ahmad radiyallahu anhu said about one of the tabi'een named Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab. And this Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab was the son-in-law of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. He married his daughter. So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, al-Imam Ahmad referred to him that he was the best of the tabi'un. This means, the statement of Ahmad means that Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab radiyallahu anhu was the best in having a great deal of knowledge about the religion, of course. So when he was saying Sa'id ibn Musayyab afdalu at-tabi'in, he meant that he has the great deal of knowledge, of religious knowledge. He didn't mean that his status is the best, the highest, because the Prophet said Uwais is the best. So he's not contradicting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was narrated by Imam Muslim that Usayr ibn Jabir said that Umar radiyallahu anhu used to ask the people of Yemen who came to help in battles. You know, Umar radiyallahu anhu would ask for reinforcement from different areas of the Muslim state. So specifically when these reinforcements means people coming, volunteering to participate in the battles, he would ask those comers from Yemen, do you have among you Uwais ibn Amir? Umar did this, kept on doing this, until he finally met Uwais. So it's not like he just one time and then one group came, asked him, and then he gave up. No, he kept on doing it. This happened right at the end of Umar's life, when he had just returned from his last Hajj. Remember, Umar radiallahu anhu was killed at the end of the year after Hajj. So Umar met Uwais close to his death time. When Umar found Uwais, he asked him, because he wants to make sure. He said, are you Uwais? Are you from Murad? Uwais said, yes. Umar asked, did you use to have leprosy and then Allah cured you except for a spot the size of a dirham? Uwais said, yes. Umar asked, do you have a mother to whom you are very good? Uwais said, yes. Umar said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Uwais, the son of Amir, will come to you with reinforcements from Yemen. He used to have leprosy and Allah cured him except the size of a dirham. He is very obedient to his mother. She is happy with him. She is satisfied with him. If Uwais asks Allah for things, Allah will fulfill his request. So he kana mustajab ad-da'wah. If Uwais asks Allah for something, Allah will fulfill those things for Uwais. If you can do it, the Prophet continues to say, if you can do it, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you. Ask him, ask Uwais, to ask Allah to forgive you. So if you can do that, you met with him and you could do it, do it. Ask Allah, ask Uwais to ask Allah to forgive you. So then Umar said to Uwais, so he told him what the Prophet said. Then Umar said to Uwais, oh Uwais, ask Allah to forgive me. Uwais first said, I should be asking that of you. You just returned from Hajj and you are the commander of the believers. You know, you were traveling, so the dua of the traveler is fulfilled. And you are Umar ibn Khattab, the commander of the believers. You are much higher than me. I should ask you to ask Allah to forgive me. Umar insisted. So Uwais did so. He asked Allah to forgive Umar radiyallahu anhu. The scholars said, without a doubt, Umar's rank is thousands of times higher than Uwais's. The rank of Umar, according to these scholars, thousands, not just 1,000, thousands of times higher than the rank of Uwais. Despite this fact, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام instructed Umar in front of others to make this request of Uwais to teach the nation, his nation, the Prophet's nation, to teach his nation humility, humbleness. Umar is the second best Muslim. And still in front of other companions, the Prophet tells Umar, when you meet Uwais, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you. This is to show the Muslims that you need to humble yourselves. Also, this hadith means the benefit from this hadith, other than that it teaches us humbleness. This hadith teaches us to think well of other Muslims. We should think, maybe this Muslim is higher than me in status. We don't look just at the appearances, the way people are, you know, dressed, and the amount of money they earn, and then we decide on that, whether they are bad or good or trustworthy or not trustworthy. Those appearances are not an indication of the piety of the person. Of course, there are other indications of piety. If they fulfill the obligations, avoid the sins. Here, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he made it clear that Uwais was the best follower of the companions, the best of التابعون. Now, Umar was not the only one. The Prophet instructed Umar, but it doesn't mean Umar would be the only one who asks Uwais for dua, for forgiveness. Also, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in one instance told Ali ibn Abi Talib to ask Uwais to ask Allah to forgive him, to forgive Ali. And when these great people, Umar and Ali, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they met Uwais, remember, towards the end of Umar's caliphate, they met Uwais and asked him to ask Allah to forgive them. And Uwais, of course, did this out of what? Why would he say, may Allah forgive you? He did it out of politeness. It's just, these are Muslim fellows and they asked me to do them a favor. So I'm gonna do them this favor. Plus, if it's an order from the Prophet, if the Prophet said, if you meet him, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you, it's a command from the Prophet. So he has to comply. So from both angles. So that shows his immediate obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet, there is a hadith which is long. I'll just say the pertinent information. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام described some of the features of Uwais in a hadith narrated by Abu Nu'aym and others. He said, أَشْهَلُ ذُو صُهُوبَةٍ. He said that Uwais, in his eyes there is blue color, and he has redness in his hair. So he has red hair, and his eyes, although they have blackness, black color, but also there is blue color mixed with them. He said, بَعِيدُ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَنْكِبَيْنِ. His shoulders are away from each other, which means he has broad shoulders. مُعْتَدِلُ الْقَامَةِ, of average height. آدَمُ شَدِيدُ الْأُدْمَةِ. He is very dark. يعني سُمْرَتُهُ شَدِيدَةِ. ضَارِبٌ بِذَقَنِهِ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ. رامٍ ببصره إلى موضع سجوده. Means when he is present, you look at him, his chin is hitting his chest. Means he's looking down, and his eyes are where the sujood is. That's how he looks. واضع يمينه إلى شماله. He prays. يتلو القرآن. He recites Al-Quran. يبكي على نفسه. He cries out of fear for himself. ذو طمرين لا يؤبه له. He wears two pieces of clothing and nobody cares about him, pays attention to him. متزر بإزار صوف ورداء صوف. He wears an izar, which means clothing from the hip down, and also rida means he puts something over on his shoulder. Both are made of wool. مجهول في أهل الأرض. He is unknown among the people of the earth. معروف في أهل السماء. He is known among the angels. لو أقسم على الله لأبر قسمه. If he asks Allah for something, Allah will fulfill his request. And there are many things. One of them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make uways, intercede for sinful Muslims. Their number, the number of these Muslims, is a great number, just like the number of two tribes, Rabi'ah and Mudar. So he will be an intercessor for many Muslims, and the number of these Muslims is the number of two tribes, big tribes of Arab tribes. And the Prophet in this hadith say, Ya Umar wa Ya Ali, إذا أنتما لقيتما فاطلبا إليه أن يستغفر لكما يغفر الله لكما. So Umar and Ali, if you meet him, ask ways to ask Allah to forgive you. If he does, Allah will forgive you. His dua is fulfilled. So Uwais radiyallahu anhu is the best of at-tabi'un. His dua is fulfilled. Umar and Ali were instructed by the Prophet upon meeting Uwais to ask Uwais to ask Allah to forgive them, and this happened. And at this meeting of Umar and Ali, you know, they kept on doing this for 10 years, asking for Uwais. Okay, remember, Imam Umar ruled about 10 years, isn't it? And Abu Bakr ruled for 2 years, so that's 12 years. So when Ali and Umar were looking for Uwais, they did first for it, you know, for about 10 years. They would just go, any group coming from Al-Yemen, is there a Uwais among you, and so on, until Allah blessed them with meeting him. Then Umar asked Uwais, now Umar knew Uwais, he said, where are you going? Uwais said, to Kufa in Iraq. Umar said, would you like me to write a letter for you, recommending you to the ruler there in Kufa? Would you like to have a recommendation, some favors done for you by the ruler? Uwais said, I prefer to be among the masses and not known to the people. أكونوا في غبراء الأرض أو غبراء الناس أحب إلي. I prefer that nobody knows about me. I just be just one of the people. In this is a display of his love of not being famous. This is the behavior of the righteous Muslims who hide their status as much, of course, as they can. Sometimes a person may succeed to be hidden from the people. Sometimes they notice something happens and they notice him. And once they notice him, some people don't leave them. And that's why they tell us about one person who was discovered. And he was not a free person, he was a slave. When someone knew about him, he followed him, he knew that he was discovered. He asked Allah something and he died short time after that. Because it was like, you know, some people die out of shame, isn't it? This person, you know, didn't want the fame. So he just said, I don't want to be known. And he asked Allah and he died. In Dala'il al-Nubuwa, this is a book, a huge book. And it's authored by Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, radiyallahu anhu. He narrated, Al-Imam Al-Bayhaqi, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, a large number than the tribe of Tamim will enter paradise before their deserved time. Means some people, we know that sinful Muslims, some of them will go into hellfire because Allah did not forgive them. And some will be forgiven by Allah. And the prophets and the awliya and ash-shuhada and different other people will intercede for sinful Muslims. So this intercession may be before they enter hellfire, then they will not enter it. Or after they enter hellfire, some people will intercede for those sinful Muslims inside hellfire, and they will be taken out before their deserved time. So in this hadith, a number larger than the tribe of Tamim will enter paradise, means before their deserved time is over, due to the intercession of a man from my nation. Al-Hasan al-Basri, a scholar from At-Tabi'un, said, that man is Uwais. And we already mentioned the two tribes earlier. Now, during the Battle of Suffin, remember, Muawiyah versus Ali, one man from Muawiyah's army stood out and said, do you have Uwais among you? I heard the Messenger of Allah say that certainly the best of the Tabi'un is Uwais of Qaran, from Qaran. So you could see that even the other side testified for Uwais. People at that time, the companions, and they did not lie about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if some of them were sinful, they would not relate, you know, false things about the Prophet. Muawiyah, for example, still did not lie about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His enormous sin is going against Ali and later killing some Muslims, inshallah. So those are serious sins, but still he would not lie about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ahmad narrated that the Prophet alayhi salam said, among the members of my nation are those who cannot come to the masjid due to lack of clothes. They don't come to the jama'ah because they don't have enough clothes to wear to come out of the house to the masjid. And they do not ask people for clothes. Among those are Uwais of Qaran and Furat ibn Hayyan. Uwais al-Qarani, Furat ibn Hayyan. So the Prophet mentioned these two. The Prophet did not meet Uwais, so he knew about him through revelation. In Al-Mustadrak by Al-Hakim, it is narrated that a woman said, Uwais used to meet with some of his friends in his masjid, in this masjid that she's talking about, and recite Quran. Later, they became foot soldiers and martyrs in Ali's army. On the day of Suffin, during this battle, Ali asked, who will fight until death? 99 people volunteered. Ali said, We have 99. Who will be the 100th? A man came forward, dressed in rags of wool and with shaved head. The people said, oh, this is Uwais of Qaran. So Uwais fought in that battle until he was martyred. Radiallahu anhu. The Messenger of Allah was asked, O Messenger of Allah, guide me to deeds, which if I do, Allah will accept me and the people will love me. دُلَّنِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ إِذَا عَمِلْتُهُ أَحَبَّنِي اللَّهُ وَأَحَبَّنِي النَّاسِ. The Prophet said, be disinterested in this life, Allah will love you, Allah will accept you. ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله أو يحبك الله. So be disinterested in this life, Allah will accept you. Detach yourself from what the people have, the people will love you. وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. So detach yourself from what the people have. Don't go and give me. If you avoid that, they see that, people will love you. So Uwais al-Qarani did not care about any worldly luxury. He did not bother people for worldly things. Although Uwais was so poorly dressed, the good people loved him and asked him to ask Allah to forgive them. We ask Allah to bless Uwais greatly. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.